Have a coffee break with Media Me. We'll be discussing all things digital and marketing, keeping you up to date with the latest trends and technologies that can help you grow your business and promote yourself online. Here are your hosts, Paul and Jaden.
And welcome to our first coffee break with Media Me episode podcast. Brought to you by...
sponsored by Black Tan Coffee.
Black Tan Coffee, one of our local favourites, just around the corner in Bourke Street here in North Lakes. So, we're going to open up each episode with a different coffee from a different coffee shop in the area.
Yeah, because we're quite fond of
we love our
coffee, hey, Paul?
Oh, we love our coffees. We've got the barista machines at home, don't we? And we've got the beans happening every morning.
Yeah.
I've even taught my eight-year-old how to make coffees out of the barista machine. It's really, really cool.
That's just brilliant.
Coffee on tap. She loves doing it too. She's trying to master the latte art.
Yeah.
It is looking a lot like Peppa Pig and... and really weird smiley faces at the moment, but she's enjoying making them.
Still much better than mine, just globs.
Glob, and a little boot at the top.
Yeah.
So, yeah, coffees, yeah. Well, why coffee? I don't know. Coffee brings people together, I think. It's
Yeah, I don't know. Like, some people I know drink coffee to stay awake, right? Now, I don't know about you, but coffee doesn't do anything for me.
Me neither.
In regards to that factor. The only time it does affect me, though, is when, like, say I have one at night, I struggle getting to bed. But, like, I'm not, like, awake. My brain's just active.
Well, here's a fun thing for you. I can't drink caffeinated coffee, or not. And I can't drink too much caffeinated coffee.
Yeah, right.
It actually puts me to sleep.
How does that work?
Look, okay, so
I've always wondered the reason behind the decaf lattes.
Okay, so yeah, I drink decaf lattes. You know, most of the day I have maybe one in the morning, one in the evening.
Yeah,
caffeinated.
Yeah,
it just sends me into a crash. It gets me all hyped up and I'm all crazy, and then I just dive afterwards and I start yawning and I just crash. So if I drink too much caffeine, I go from one extreme to, you know, napping under the desk. So I've got to keep it pretty light, the caffeine during the day.
Well,
you hear me snoring under the boardroom table, you know what it is. So I'm a bit weird with coffee, but anyway.
Yeah, right.
No, but like the decaffeinated stuff these days is not too bad. Like it's definitely changed over the years.
I personally haven't tried it.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't go there.
I don't know what it tastes like.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't go there.
Not if you love it.
No, I
wouldn't go there. But I mean, it's a good, you know, if you like the social aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know, I drink decaf.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I just love it.
I'd be the most boring person at a meeting, wouldn't I? If I had a coffee at a meeting.
I just love the smell of it too. Like, you know, when you have that first grind, the coffee in the morning, and you empty it into the
little knockbox.
Knockbox.
And it's all steaming and it just,
the smell.
In the morning.
And when you get it,
it's like bacon and toast. It kind of goes well, that scent in the morning, doesn't it? It just, I'm ready.
And then that fresh bag of beans, you undo it and you smell it. It's like, oh, it's something else.
I know.
I can see why they use coffee beans as a neutralizer with perfume and stuff when you go to.
Resets the senses, doesn't it?
Mm, it definitely does. Yeah.
I found that out just recently.
Did you?
Thank you for that little tip that you, I went, I've heard that before, but
Ding. There you go.
So anyway, Coffee Break with Media Me, episode one. I hope you enjoyed the intro. And I guess the first thing, cab off the rank here, topic number one is employee number one, Jaden Painter-Williams. Welcome to Media Me.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, round of cheers. Applause, please.
Hang on. Let me find the applause button. It's here somewhere. Ready? There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank my mum.
Okay. So.
That was good.
That was good. You like
that? That was good. I like that.
Boom.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yes. It feels good to finally be here. It's been a long time coming, I think.
Yeah. So tell everyone, or just introduce yourself. Like, who are you? What do you do?
Yes, well, my name is Jaden Painter-Williams.
I like long walks on the beach.
Yes, I like long walks on the beach. My name is longer than the alphabet, but my husband's name is almost twice as long. Don't even go there. I am a photographer, videographer, and video editor, because I think they come two and two.
Yep.
So I've been doing that ever since I left high school about 6-7 years ago. First left high school to work with Paul's first company. So I've known Paul for quite some time now. It all started. Well, it my career started really when I was about 15. I got a camera for Christmas and I was really quite passionate about it. I was always that kid on the family camping trips and stuff who would always grab dad's camera and take all of the family photos and stuff. So as soon as I got that for Christmas, I was like ecstatic. So I'd go and take photos of like flowers and like spiders, like all like macro and stuff, because like what the pros do, right?
Yep.
And I'd just sit there and like admire myself.
You didn't have like, to ask your little sister to stand around for too long. You just go for that spider sitting in the corner.
Exactly. out in that front garden. So that transitioned to taking it to like sporting carnivals and stuff at school. And then I'd take photos of my friends and stuff. And then there was one afternoon, probably a few months into getting my first camera, which I thought about maybe I should advertise myself just to take shots of someone that's not like my friends or anything, just like in that professional sense. So I put a ad up on Gumtree, and the first inquiry I got was a wedding.
Right.
I was like, okay, not even what I thought. And I said, yeah, totally. I can totally do that. I'll charge like, you know, $200. So what I did with that job is I used all of the coin I made from that job to hire the gear I wanted to do that job properly. And then as soon as I was there with all the lenses and the camera straps, and I was like 15 at the time, and I looked in the mirror at this house I was in. I was just like, oh, my God, like I can totally do this for a living. And then, yeah, rest is history. Here I am.
So for all the photography buffs out there, what was the first camera?
First camera was a Canon 60D.
A 60D.
Yes, which is actually, no. The first one was a Fuji film. I don't know what the model was actually, but it wasn't a DSLR. It was like one of those fixed lens ones that sort of looked like a DSLR.
Right.
It was a shit little thing, but that was the first one. But my first proper one, it was a Canon 60D, and I used that until it died.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm showing my age. My first camera was also a Canon. It was the AE-1.
I have that film camera, actually. Camera.
Really?
Yeah, I do. The AE-1 program with the 28mm prime.
Yep. We had a 50mm and we had a 50 to 250. It was like a weird telephoto lens.
Yeah.
And that was, that's what I learned on when.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was like,
Canon, AE-1 was my first full frame camera.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know, because I looked down at that viewfinder and stuff. I was like, wow, it's so big.
Wow, look at this.
In comparison to the APS-C sensors.
And you're winding it on.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if it ever happened to you, but you know, it happened to me a few times where I got so excited and I'm out there taking photos and go, oh, I've got the best shot, and I realized I snapped the film and it rolled all the way around on itself. So I was up to like frame 40 on a 36.
That much.
I'm like, oh my God. So I took all these really what I thought were cool photos, but the film was just going round and round and round on the screen.
Oh no.
Yeah. What happens when you pop it open?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh dear.
Anyway. But fun games.
Yeah, film. So here I am.
You are.
Yeah, I've done some pretty cool stuff in the past leading up to this point. I've obviously been in the real estate space for quite a while now, since I was 18. And then throughout that period I've done, you know, like car stuff, videography for last year. I was a part of a short film production. I was the behind the scenes videographer and photographer, as well as the co-editor for that film, which
I
was
saw
quite
that.
Fun.
Your name's on IMDb.
Yes, I know. I'm kind of a big deal now.
Yeah,
so.
Look at that. He's up there with the big stars.
Yeah. No, I have a little profile with like no profile picture, but hey, look, if
that's
you search
my name,
it comes up IMDb. But so
that's exciting.
That was heaps of fun. That was a whirlwind. All happened around when I got married, which was good fun, but it was awesome. Wicked experience.
So going the polar opposite to that then.
Yeah.
What are some of your weirdest experiences then that you've had during...
Like a shoot?
Yeah. Like...
Ooh. Like any
anything.
Space?
Well, I mean, you know, keep it clean. Try not to mention names or anything. But yeah, just... Yeah, like what's some of the weirdest things that you've experienced? Like, you know, we can all talk about our highs and go crazy for hours, but I don't think many people... realize how weird it can get sometimes,
Oh, yeah. Let's try and keep it G-rated. All right. I'll just frame my words correctly then. So when I was 19, this is whilst I was at a different company, I was shooting a house just around the corner from here in North Lakes, and it was owned by just a sort of like a middle-aged husband and wife.
Yep.
And I was there with a colleague of mine and a few others, and I was shooting upstairs, and the wife of this couple was just on me like a bad smell, really.
Right.
And she would stand there and say, "Your eyes are as blue as the Caribbean
Sea." Oh, my
goodness.
And I can see where this is going.
And then towards the end of the shoot, just before I left, she asked if I were to film a... a provocative film of them cuddling and so forth. You know, with their toys and things.
How old are you again? 19?
I was 19 at the time, and I said, thanks, but no thanks. I mean, like, I'm gay, and even if I was straight, I'd totally not be into that.
Oh my goodness. And they just came out and just...
Bang. Hey. And then I left, and then they came on to my colleague.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so that was... one of the weirdest ones. I had another weird one. Same kind of circumstances, but it was with a lesbian couple.
Right.
And they asked me the same question. I was like, do I give off some sort of energy?
Do you like I've got a sign on your head or something? The same so like, director?
I'm a seedy guy who just likes to film people having their special
co-founder
time.
Pornhub.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, oh, dear.
So, yeah, that was weird. And then, I photographed a house with a sex sling in it.
Oh, dear. Mm. Now you're getting them all.
Mm-hmm. They're all sex-related.
Oh, my God.
You'd think that some people would put these things away, wouldn't you? They'd, like, folded it upright or, like, I don't know, put their toys in a drawer or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we go into people's homes every day.
Yeah.
Like, and we've never met them. I don't know about you, but, like, after a while, you just walk in that door as if you already sort of live there. Like,
yeah, I know, because you go around so many
the lights.
Yeah, yeah, you're blind. Hey, I'm home. You know,
exactly.
putting the dishes away,
folding their towels and stuff.
Well, I walked into one. Just going on weird stories. So I walked into one. It was an old lady, right?
Yeah.
She was downsizing, going to a retirement home. So she still had all her stuff out. And as you know, when you're in there, it was a beautiful little home.
Yeah.
And as you know, we've got to tidy up and, you know, I guess depersonalize a little bit. So I'm running around just asking, can I move a few things and what have you? And she said, yeah, no problem. That's okay. So I was in the lounge room and I picked up this, what I thought was a toy dog.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What do you mean what you thought was a toy dog? What was it?
Well, when I picked it up, she went, no, put it down. And I went, okay. So I put it down. It was her stuffed pet. She had her beloved dog stuffed.
On the ground.
It was sitting there stuffed on a wooden board. So it looked like a kid's toy. You know, it was mounted on a wooden, like oak, timber board. Oh. And it was sitting there posed. And I thought, yeah, that's got to go. You know, the grandkids have been here and left it out. So I'm moving it.
It's a bit strange.
Yeah. So it's her stuffed. Yeah.
So was it in the photo?
No.
Was it in the final photo?
No, I put it down and asked her to move it. It was just funny, just the look on her face while I'm holding her stuffed dog, mid-air. Oh, dear.
Did you ever think...
Was it taxidermy? I think that's what it's called, taxidermy, isn't it?
Taxidermy.
Yeah.
Did you think when you picked it up that, oh, hey, this isn't
this is
a
bit
stuffed
odd.
Dog?
No.
It's a bit heavy.
Yeah.
Stuffed dog.
Yeah, but I mean, I've got young kids and I sort of see stuff laying around everywhere. Like you get those rocking horses that you ride and stuff. So it kind of just went, oh, yeah. But then, the realism of it when I got it sort of eye to eye,
Just looking straight through you, just like, wow.
Yeah, poor Doris. She didn't like that at all.
Poor Doris.
So, yeah, that's probably one of the weirdest ones I've had.
Yeah.
I had to Photoshop a guy out of a bedroom because he was so far... stoned.
Oh.
We couldn't wake him up and ask him to move. So
did he realize you were there?
No, he had no idea. The door just went And he's just sprawled out. I'm like, okay. So, our agent said, yeah, just take the photo. We'll just edit him out. Photoshop.
Just
like, this is just.
So what about the 360?
Yeah. So a creepy photographer standing in the corner going,
smiles,
butt cheeks, and it wasn't pleasant.
Oh no,
but exactly. We cough them all, don't we?
Oh man,
some strange ones.
The hardest one, like along that same line of thought with photoshopping people, is one of the first weddings I shot. I was 17 at the time, so a few years on after my first couple, and I photographed the lady and the husband. That was their seventh marriage, so. You know, like after a while, like why bother? But anyway, really seven times, like just live with each other.
Good for wedding photographers.
I know, yeah.
<It's> good repeat business.
They're really good return clients, actually.
You should just do them a yearly call. Yeah. Hey, how you going?
Is it that time?
Any changes?
Yeah. Well, she had really bad teeth. Now, you know. Yep. Like, that's how people are. Like, some people are really self-critical about themselves and stuff because I completely understand. I have a big belly, but lucky me, I can mention pool and photoshopping a photographer. Yes, she asked me to photoshop her teeth pearly white and straight in every single photo. Yep. There were 90 of them.
Right.
And me being me, just going, yeah, cool.
Yeah, sure.
I should pull up some of the photos.
I'll turn
really
you into a different
strange
person.
Have you ever seen that smile filter on TikTok?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's funny. Some people just aren't comfortable with who they are on camera, are they?
No. Well, especially.
But the funny thing is, that's how other people see them. It's not like, that's you.
Like, oh, exactly.
Why do you want to be something different when everyone around you in your little circle see you as you?
Like, strange. Like, that's one of the things that is the most hardest to explain to people. Like, the way I say it sounds strange, but your opinion is the only opinion that doesn't really matter. Do you know what I mean by that? Like, your opinion of yourself when it comes to the videos and stuff, like, that's your own subjective thought of who you are, but everyone else around you sees, like, this person, which you think is different.
Yep.
So, and the video was made for them, not you.
Yeah, I know. So that's one of our biggest challenges, isn't it? Like, we do a lot of video work and we have a lot of clients on the other end of the camera. And, they just don't – they're so – I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. But they get a bit more familiar with the process. We do a bit more coaching, and they sort of understand. You know, the people who are watching you are just it doesn't matter.
I think I found as soon as they stop trying to think that they're about to do an episode of a current affair and it needs to be prim and proper, just let the hair down a bit.
Yeah, but do you think? Okay, so here we're going off topic a little bit before we go on to the next part. But do you think? And I believe this. But do you think social media and the image of your, is playing a huge part in that?
Yeah.
Like, people are so afraid of being on camera because they see all of these glamours and really good-looking guys on camera going, I can't compete with that. I don't want to be there.
I think that plays a huge part.
It does.
Like, that's a way bigger problem from the younger generation with their self-image to, like my age and your age.
Yep.
Because I always want to be like someone else.
Yep.
Like, I think the main thing is to just be yourself, and people who like you will like you.
That's
anyway. And like,
bit of a community service announcement. This one, isn't it?
No, like who cares whether it's not the same like them, like, because it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be you.
What people? Yeah, you all have your own audience.
Mm.
You know, you don't have their audience.
Exactly.
You're their audience.
Yeah,
you have your audience.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, what are some of, like, we've covered off a couple of the tricky things that we've seen or funny things that we've seen. So, what are some of the more memorable things that you've come across in your time of doing?
Memorable was probably my first commercial shoot. It was actually with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When I shot Woolworths.
Which one was that?
The first time. It was, I can't remember where it was. No, it was near, like,
Canoobia?
North Brisbane. My husband used to work right next door to it. The new Woolies in there were, like, grilled on the corner. Do you remember that one? Mate, when I took those photos with the tilt shift, now a tilt shift lens is like a
Zoom me up.
A bulbous lens that, anyway.
Oh, it's near the airport.
Yeah.
That's right. The new one. The new
one near, what the hell is that place it's called? It's like over the airport.
Nudgy.
No, not quite. It's like more this way. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's my most memorable shoot, was photographing like something in that commercial space. Mm. It wasn't just a house. It was like in Woolworths.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if Woolworths was a client, but like I was photographing. I had the vest on.
Yeah, we had the...
People were like looking at me like, oh, who is he? Yep. I was like, well, I'm, you know, the photographer.
Yep.
And that was probably very memorable. That was the coolest thing. And then after that point, you know, I'd go in and shoot like buildings in the city.
Yep.
You know, sending the drone up, doing like development estates, yep. like all those yep. larger shoots, like the feeling it made me feel like, it felt like I was like I made it.
Now, mate, I'm doing architectural photography
yeah.
with tilt shift lenses and all like, the good gear. Yeah.
I was like 19,
yep.
19, 20. And I was just like, that was, yeah, probably some of the most memorable in this space. Yeah. How about you, Paul?
I think, well, I did, well, there was probably one that I did and it was in the city.
Yeah.
So I got I had a couple of city clients, and one of them was I've actually still got it on my Facebook. It actually popped up as a 6-year memory.
Yeah.
Just recently, and it was a penthouse apartment in the city, and I shot a photo of this kitchen.
Yeah.
And all you could see is the splashback where the kitchen was all glass, and all you could see was the city, and then the back wall was glass wall from floor to ceiling. So all you saw was the kitchen bench, the city kitchen bench, and then a big window down the end. And I was just looking through the lens just going,
what a shot.
Oh, my God. Like, I feel like I'm on top of the world. I'm photographing this. You know, back then was a multi-million dollar penthouse in Brisbane City. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, geez, it wasn't Sydney, it wasn't Melbourne, it's not New York. But for me back then when I was starting, it was like, wow, this is just absolutely phenomenal. And that's when I sort of got a bit more of a taste for the architectural and more creative photography that you can bring to property.
Like penthouses, I've only ever photographed one penthouse in my whole real estate photography space. It was Chris Anderson's penthouse at Toondah Outlook. I shot it at my previous work. Mm. It's a $12 million penthouse. It's huge.
Amazing.
But like, you never see anything like when you photograph them, they're not the same as like photographing anything else because it's like you're photographing a house, but if it was like, hundreds of meters above that.
And I mean, the amount of money that people put into building and fitting out those types of properties are amazing. Mm. So that same property, they had a bar right out in the lounge area.
Yeah.
And the bar was made out of marble, but it was so thinly sliced they had backlighting on it, right? So it was illuminated marble.
Oh, my God.
Because it was so thin. And this bar had all the drinks. I felt like I was in a club in the city, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, is this stuff for real?
Yeah,
like,
wow.
Yeah, it was just amazing. And I think, you know, it kind of opens your eyes up to a different world, different you know, places that people live and they appreciate that type of, you know, architecture and really put the design into it, you know, which is fantastic from when you're taking a photograph of it. You just
There's houses like those where you can put the camera upside down and sideways and it'll still make a good shot. Hey, you don't come across homes like that very often where you could just let the camera fly around and it'll any photo it takes is just a winner.
I know. So talking about cameras taking almost photos by themselves.
Yeah.
Technology, my goodness, isn't that changing quickly?
Oh, like, man.
I mean, I'm in my element. I think I spend probably 10 grand a night just sitting there ogling over YouTube reviews and stuff going, I want it, I want it, I want it. So, yeah, I mean, 360's made a comeback now in our little world, which is phenomenal. Mm. I mean, I was doing 360 stitching on DSLRs maybe 10, 15 years ago, stitching them together by hand. Like, but now you've got cameras that are producing like 70 megapixel images, boom, stick it down there, hit a button, HDR, away she goes. That's a lot of jargon if you're listening, but yeah, it's just, I mean.
It's cool to us though.
Yeah, it's cool to us.
Some people listening, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And doing this type of stuff, like podcasts, you know, I mean, they've been around for a couple of decades, like a while, you know. And
it's made it so much easier now. Like even with this little board, this is awesome. And we have our little buttons and stuff.
I love my little buttons. It's awesome. Do you want to press one?
Yeah. Can there I press go. One?
Yeah.
Can I pick one?
Yeah, pick one.
thank you.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's enough. Oh my goodness.
What is the one tech, if you had any money, right?
Tech
that you can't drive.
Oh.
That you use.
Oh, you know what, what I was going to say there, huh?
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned it. He loves Teslas, but anyway, who doesn't? Tech that you can use for this business that you wish you could buy that you think would take it to, like, new heights.
Oh, my goodness, that's just too much. Like, give me a category. Is it video? Is it photography? What, like?
I guess it could be, like, yeah, my category would be online marketing.
Online marketing.
I don't know. I'm trying to make it broad.
Tech for online marketing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of software out there now that's utilizing AI.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, if some of you might be aware, like, you can be tracked around the internet to the nth degree. You know, so if you're, you know, on eBay looking for a pair of shoes and all of a sudden, you know, on Google and there's that same pair of shoes and then, you know, it follows you around. Yeah, like there's some interesting software in that space that can actually, I guess, stalk you a little bit more.
So you want to invest? You creepy bastard.
No, well, it's for marketing, right? So
you're going to be that guy stalking. Who's like on the phone.
My neighbor's just bought some shoes. No.
What about cat food? Let's show them how to add a cat food.
No, but there's AI technology out there now in the marketing space, which is really interesting, where you can actually start to, you know, help funnel the correct information to them. At the moment, I see a lot of marketing, especially Facebook, I think at the moment, there's just a lot of, I mean, if your interest is quite broad, you get so many different ads for so many different things.
Half of my ads are just like ridiculous. Phone games. I don't even play phone games.
Yeah.
You know, just like stupid, they're all the same kind of game, but they're targeting different on games. It's just like, honestly, watch the end.
I think since COVID hit, like everyone's bored at home downloading games and stuff, so it's just blitz anyone and everyone to download their latest game that you have to buy $100 worth of gems to put a hat on your character. I don't know, like it seems to be the what's out there these days. But what do you think? What technology would you know, if you had a check? There we
had
go,
any
sir.
Money.
Yep. .00 at the end.
Yeah. Do I have a category?
Category. You love video, so I'd say video.
Video. Okay. One thing or many?
No. Oh God. No, just one.
Just one? Okay. I would get a... God. The obvious answer is camera, right?
But yep.
My opinion goes to a Cinema Prime lens kit.
Ooh.
Right? Yep. Like $20,000, right? Yep. But you got every prime under the sun, 12, 14, 20, 28, 24, 35, 50, 85. You know what I mean?
Cinema.
Because that stands the test of time, that stuff.
It does.
And you only need to buy them once and you can mount them on any camera.
Anamorphic though?
Oh. Have you seen that they've just brought out anamorphic lenses for Micro Four Thirds sensors?
Yes, I have.
Oh my God.
And they're very affordable as well.
Mm. Well, by affordable.
Well, I mean, they're not.
Affordable in comparison to the real McCoy, like the real ones are about $40,000.
Yes.
These ones are a couple of thousand.
Yep.
So it's like a tenth of what they normally are. It's
more affordable.
Yeah, but
equivalent like to L lenses or, Pro lenses.
I thought that there were like two. There were like the 50mm
and
then
35.
There's a 30, which is a pretty good. Those two are quite common focal lengths. But I would probably invest in a lens kit.
Very good.
If I weren't going to do that, I would probably invest in a red Komodo when it came out.
Here we go.
Either that or the C500 Mark II.
Just seen another comma on that check.
If yeah, you can add another two of them bastards. And let me keep going. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, probably that. That would be my lock it in, Eddie, lens kit.
Okay, so we've got all the technology, we've got all the equipment.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got this cool little media business going now. So, yeah, let's talk about the why. Why are we doing what we're doing?
Because we love it.
I know we love it.
Yeah, we love
helping people. Yeah. I think that's probably the big thing.
We love, like, we love to share things too. Like, why would we be doing this podcast if we were held our cards close to our chest? Hey.
No, ask us questions.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm in it because I love it. And we get the we're not tied in to do any one particular thing.
Mm.
Like, we're not pigeonholed to do just real estate. We're not pigeonholed to just do commercial or just product or, for the hell of it, just like wedding photo shoots if we really wanted to.
Mm.
Like, we could do that if we wanted to. That's why I love it here in particular. Agility.
So, yeah, I think, you know, my why is that when we started up this business, it was it's very different to the one that I've had in the past.
Mm.
Bringing, you know, all the good things from that and obviously improving on other things. And, yeah, I think this time around, I think it's definitely more about helping other people. You know, it's, you know, what I realize is that we've got a skill set not many people have, yeah? There's a lot of people that want to get into a digital space. They really want to make their Facebook shine, but they don't know how to. So I think it's probably, you know, for me, that having the ability to not only provide certain content to them, but also help them, you know, give them little things that can help them grow their business, you know, give them the tools. I mean, how many times have I just spoken to people on the phone and just given free advice, you know? Like, I do it all the time. I don't care. Like, just take it and run with it, you know? It's not rocket science. I think that's my why. You know, to pass on this knowledge and just let people just fly with it. If they take it and create and do some fantastic things with their own business, then yeah, I've changed someone's business and life. That's my why. Awesome. Yeah.
I love it.
I love it too. It's good fun.
Yeah.
So welcome aboard.
Thank you. Very passionate about it.
Very.
And, I'm keen to do more of these, that's for sure.
I haven't done this before.
This is my first podcast. How did I go?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I think it went fantastic.
Awesome.
Didn't have any technical issues, did we?
Oh, no, none at all, man. Not at all. Cameras were rolling.
Cameras are rolling. This is still ticking.
I still have the red flashing light.
Yep.
No, it's good. I had fun. This is good fun.
And on that note.
Thanks for listening.
We're coming to an end. And we're going to have another episode 2, Coffee Break with Media Me.
Mm.
And we'll pick a few topics of interest that's happened to us over the last week or so, and we will have a chat over a coffee.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks very much, Jaden.
Thank you, Paul.
Talk to you next time.
Till next time, man.